Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There's a spanking new Congress from the midterm elections ready to convene in January, but still this Congress on the way out wants to pick another government shutdown fight with the president. President Obama announced he was going to go it alone on immigration policy and ordered a stop to deportations. Republicans like Ted Cruz aren't going to take it.
Just about every Republican candidate in the country campaigned saying, if you elect us, we will stop President Obama's amnesty. What I'm here urging my fellow Republicans to do is very, very simple. Do what you said you would do.
But is this a battle the lame duck Congress is really ready for? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So why do this fight now? Why get into this now? Why not wait till the Congress is actually convened? This is a lame duck set of legislators right now.
Well, lots and lots of people on the Hill, Republicans, are asking that very question. And here's really the answer to it. You know, once President Obama executed his immigration executive action, as we all know, a lot of Republicans and just about every conservative were enraged. They called it unconstitutional. They called Barack Obama a king or an emperor. And once you've branded the president a king or an emperor or said that his actions are completely unconstitutional, the next question is, how can you vote for anything that will continue it, even for a day? And that's why Republicans are having this fight now, even though the leadership, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, wish they weren't.
Even though we should note that the Congress, the Republicans, had no problem with the sort of separation of powers questions raised by, you know, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, you know, back in the last decade, right?
Well, sure, there's been a lot of snickering and kind of frustration about how time seems to erase people's political memories. But the most interesting part about this for me, John, is when you look at John Boehner's speakership, the history of it, you know, you can kind of map this history of all the times when Speaker Boehner has had to kind of come up with a legislative gambit, or even for another metaphor, even like a Frankenstein approach to legislating, patching things on here and there just to try to avoid a crisis. Think back to debt limits or fiscal cliffs or government shutdowns, which did happen. Well, a week from today, John, next Thursday, government funding runs out on December 11th, and John Boehner is facing another government shutdown if he can't get the government funded and get him into 2015. The problem is a lot of Republicans, conservatives, don't want to vote for any plan to keep the government open, if it means funding, even for a day, President Obama's executive action on deportation. Listen to Congressman Steve King here. He's from Iowa. He's a major leader on the right when it comes to immigration policy.
I think they're going to have a difficult time reconciling their oath to the Constitution in a vote to fund lawless unconstitutional act. I think they have to look in their own mirror. That's what I would say. But I think they know what my answer is.
Steve King is talking to Republicans there, John. Now, here's what John Boehner is trying to do. John Boehner's plan is to put a couple of bills on the floor. Today, they're going to have a bill on the floor that basically rebukes President Obama for the executive action, says, you can't do this. It's unconstitutional. We're going to snap you back on this, Mr. President. Now, a lot of people see that as purely symbolic. They know Harry Reid will never put it on the Senate floor. The president would never sign a rebuke to himself. So this is kind of a steam valve, if you want. John Boehner trying to let conservatives vent. And then after that, a funding bill to fund the entire government except the Department of Homeland Security. Now, the whole government would be funded for a year through 2015. Homeland Security only until February or January for a short period of time. A little bit of a bridge just to get you to the new year so that Republicans can have another confrontation with the president over executive action, except when they control the Congress. Now, it's one of these, like I said, Frankenstein approaches that the speaker has had to take over and over and over to try to get his conference to pass something and avoid a government shutdown that he thinks is going to make Republicans look terrible. Senator Ted Cruz came over and talked to reporters about what he thinks about John Boehner's strategy to kind of shepherd through a bill here and get the government funded.
Doing what you promised doesn't mean, as it so often does in Washington, sending a really stern letter and having a meaningless show vote. Why do you think people are so frustrated with Washington? Because they recognize there are a whole lot of politicians that say one thing at home and do something different here.
He's preaching to the reporters there, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's doing a bit of that. And I turn to Congressman Tom Cole. He's a friend of the show, John. Been on the show a lot of times, Republican from Oklahoma, and a really close friend of Speaker Boehner's, about what he thinks is going on here, this sort of reprise of the movie that everybody's seen, John Boehner trying to run the House and avoid crises with Ted Cruz on his right criticizing his constitutional role. Listen.
I don't think anybody's more serious than John Boehner about his constitutional responsibilities, and I don't think he needs a lecture on them by any other member. But members are allowed, to express their opinion, make their argument, make their point. Nothing wrong with that. But I think the Speaker, has to think of what's good for the entire conference and has to think about what's good for the entire body and for the country. I think that's what he's trying to do.
I guess that's support for Boehner, right?
Oh, that's plenty of support for Boehner from Tom Cole. There's no question about it. Now, the question is, what kind of support for Boehner will there be when this package gets to the House floor in the next couple of days here? You're going to see this rebuke of the president pass easily. But then what about funding the government except for Homeland Security and only funding that until early 2015? John Boehner's likely to lose 40, maybe 50 Republicans. That means he needs Democrats to help pass the bill, most likely. And then Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, have some leverage. They can ask for some different things in this. So we probably haven't seen the final form of this legislation because Nancy Pelosi is going to have a little bit of power here. But the point for conservatives remains to knock back the president, to call his actions unconstitutional, and to put their marker down on the most important issue to them, John, immigration.
Not exactly a happy holiday season for Mr. Boehner in the House.
No, and it's got to be a little bit disappointing after the huge win that rocketed Republicans to control of the Congress in a big, big way, that the House Republican leadership is still fighting some of the old, old fights from the last couple of years.
Exactly. Thanks so much. Todd Zwilling, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
You bet, John.